Interesting parallel to start morning air this morning, the connections between the Holy Mass and athletic events. Just think about it for a moment, the connection between the Holy Mass and athletic events. Father Kevin Drew is a priest at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Trenton, Missouri, and he's joining us this morning to talk about those connections and connect the dots. Father Drew, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
I love to. You got to tell your story because you're a late vocation, and we love telling those stories. We're blessed to have so many priests who are late vocations to the priesthood, but there's a great family connection to the priesthood, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You just mentioned a chalice found at a garage sale. Well, I have a chalice that was my uncle's, and before that, it was a Monsignor Tolucius, who my grandma, she kept house for him for 29 years.
Wow.
So I have his chalice, and I'll be saying Mass. I say Mass with that chalice every day. So tens of thousands of Masses have been said with that chalice.
That is awesome. That is
Thank
awesome.
You.
And two of your uncles are priests, right?
That's correct. That's
wow.
correct. So and then that's the German side of my family.
Mm-hmm.
The Irish side, they came over in 1842, and three brothers came over, three Drew brothers, and one of them became a priest too. He became one of the first priests in the Peoria, Illinois diocese. So, it's in my blood a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. The connections that we have on this radio program to the Peoria diocese, of course, now Archbishop Emeritus John J. Myers in Newark was the Bishop of the Diocese of Peoria, Monsignor Stuart Swetland, who hosts Go Ask Your Father every day, is a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois. So we have so many Peoria connections here. And let's make some of these connections that I was talking about, the surprising connection between the Holy Mass and athletic events. And Father Kevin Drew has written about this in his new book called Apostolic Athletes. And I never made the connection until you wrote this book. Explain. And of course, Father is a very talented athlete, too, because you're also State All-Midwest soccer player in high school, NCAA Division I soccer at Northern Illinois University up in Rockford. Wow.
Yeah, well, a long time ago. But now, just to clarify, John, I didn't write the book. Okay.
You're part of this book, yeah.
I'm just kind of but there's 11 stories of priests, and two of them are bishops. One of them's Bishop Papraki in
the Holy Goalie.
The Holy Goalie,
in Springfield. Yeah,
yeah. He actually leads off the book, and it's just an excellent story that about him playing hockey, and he's got scars, and he runs marathons. So I'm just kind of a small piece of it, but. I would say, you know, you talk about trying to make the connection. We can just start with a pregame. What do we do? What do they tell us not to do before we go swimming for an hour? You know, don't eat anything. We don't eat anything for an hour if we plan on communicating, going to communion, right? We have silence in the locker room before the big game. Well, we have something in our church, you know, priests go into a sacristy. And we have some pregame rituals. Wayne Gretzky, the great hockey player, he used to have a ritual how he would put on all his uniform, one sock at a time, one shoe at a time. He'd go back and forth. So we do that as well. I have something that I put on my head first. It's called an amice. It goes over my head, and I have a prayer called, let me put the helmet of salvation on me and the sword of Holy Spirit in my hand. It's from Ephesians. So it's a nice ritual. Are you there, John?
I'm right here. I'm fascinated by all of this because I'm thinking to myself, what great connections, and I've never made these connections.
Yeah, well, good. And, you know, again, we want a little silence in the locker room, you know, before the big game. So we're not messing around. We're not joking around. The last thing I put on is my chasuble, and I say a prayer, you know, my yoke is easy. See, it's got a big hole in the top. So I'm like a beast of burden for Christ. I'm his instrument. We're going to go to Calvary. We're going to go up the hill to Calvary. The altar of God that goes over my head, and it's kind of my uniform, and it's colorful. Is there a name? Is my name on the back of it? No, there's a big cross. on the back of it. And, you know, we carry a ball over a goal line in the big game. Well, what do we do at Mass? We pick up our cross and we carry it up to Calvary and unite our sacrifice to Jesus Christ. We have different colors of our jerseys. Right now we're the home team because we just started Easter, so we'll wear white at Holy Mass for 50 days. And just kind of interesting. I say another prayer, something that's kind of ancient. A priest always said, it's part of Psalm 42, I will go up to the altar of God, the God who gives joy to my youth. And I think of, we had to run up a hill in high school for soccer, and it was brutal. There was a park close to our high school, but, you know, there toward the end of the game, we won a lot of games, not because we were better than other teams. We were in better shape. I think of Walter Payton in Chicago. He had a great big hill that he would invite players, teammates to come, and he would just, you know, he would just leave them in the dust.
But, and wouldn't our weight room, our gymnasium, be the confessional, because that's where you go to get spiritually strong?
Ooh, how about that? How about that? Good for you. And how about halftime at the Mass? You know, the Mass, we really kind of have a first half where we kind of set the stage with the liturgy of the Word, and then at offertory, things get a little different. The priest, instead of addressing the people so much, he's addressing the Father in the person of Jesus Christ. So we have a little halftime there, and I find you know, the Mass, it's kind of like a football game. You think about the ancient temple in Jerusalem, and your churches are traditionally kind of long and narrow edifices, and you have this idea of a procession. You're heading to the goal line there, and So,
Father Drew, one book you might like, we've had her on Morning Air in the past, a Minnesota friend and author, Alyssa Bormes, has a book out called The Catechism of Hockey, and it makes all the hockey and faith analogies, including the confessional there being like the penalty box.
I love it. I preached about that before. Yeah, I've used that exact terminology. Another thing, the altar boys, like when I got here, when I got here a few years ago, we really didn't have any, and I went to the thrift store. Again, they're like mini priests, so I bought some black shoes at the thrift store, and we've got them in black cassocks, so they look like a mini priest. You know, you see all these kids walking around with jerseys of their sports heroes, so we can get them in their cassock, and we get them to stand straight and, you know, keep their eyes on me. It's kind of like keeping their eyes on the ball when they're up on the altar, so we can have a nice ceremony for Christ.
Sure. And also, Father Drew, the teamwork of who we all are as Catholics, the common good. We talk about the common good, helping each other on the path to heaven.
That's a great point, John, and that was my next point. What about the people in the pew? All right, are they there as silent spectators? No, they're there to participate in this Game 7 of the World Series, this Super Bowl, okay, as well. Because, you know, what does the book of Exodus tell us? What does Peter repeat? He says, look, you're a nation of priests. So when we go to Mass, yeah, we want to put our game face on. We all want to put the helmet of salvation on, and we want to offer ourselves spiritually with Christ in his one eternal sacrifice. So we all need to prepare. We all need to get silent and go to that locker room and then go up to the altar of God.
And Father Drew, how do you feel as you make these great connections between the Holy Mass and athletic events, that the irony, at least in this conversation, is that athletic events are taking families away from church because of the way they're scheduled on a Sunday?
You know what? That is a great point. It's dare I use the word idolatry. It's because I have to deal with that all the time. This has become a business. You know, I remember my father. He was a good athlete in his own right, but he never, you know, Sunday, that would have just been unthinkable. And he always just told me, well, just have a good time. If you don't like it, don't play. And I grew up the river from St. Louis, which was kind of the hotbed for soccer in the United States. The St. Louis University, the Jesuit University there, they won, I think, 11 national titles. But see, that came from the Irish Christian brothers that came over. So you had these priests. That's what really is interesting. They brought soccer to America, and there was some Italian. There's an Italian neighborhood in St. Louis called The Hill. And I've had some old coaches that said, yeah, the priest at the late Sunday mass, at the noon mass or the 11 o'clock mass, he would have his soccer uniform underneath his his chasuble, and he would just rip that off, and then he was running down to the park. But see, that was kind of neat. I mean, again, you had this role model. He was, you know, he's kind of a tough guy, and he was probably a tough teacher in the high school or something like that. And he was a good, healthy, masculine role model for a lot of guys. So,
your
point is right. Yeah. That we've got to do something about this Sunday morning. I had somebody on Easter Sunday that leave to go practice for their girls softball team.
Wow. On Easter
I thought,
Sunday?
You know, that's a little cold. I was kind of glad it was snowing here.
It seems like it's snowing every place. And I guess, you know, the ultimate connection is that we all have spirit as we make these surprising connections between the Holy Mass and athletic events. Father Kevin Drew is a part of the book called Apostolic Athletes. A lot of the voices that you hear on Relevant Radio are profiled in this book. Father Kevin Drew, a priest of St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Trenton, Missouri. This has been wonderful, Father. You have to come back on the show sometime.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Thank you. Father Kevin Drew joining us this morning from Trenton, Missouri. We go out to Idaho to tell you the story of a chalice found at a garage sale 2 minutes away on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.